Ron DeSantis, beat inflation report is brutal for American families. By Hannah Blow on June 10, 2022. The latest economic report is brutal and follows a series of missteps from the Biden administration and Democrats who are in total control in Washington, D.C. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said on Friday ahead of signing a bill caring for retired police dogs. I think it's sad to see some of the economic numbers with beat inflation coming out, 8.6%. They tried to say, first, they said it wasn't going to happen. Was transitory and it would basically kind of solve itself, DeSantis said at the start of the press conference in Bonnell, Florida. They said it was gonna moderate 2 months ago and now it's accelerating and you have energy. Groceries, all the things that really, really matter are just going through the roof. And the sad thing is you see people filling up their gas tanks. You see people struggling in grocery stores. The governor said, explaining that Biden's bad policies are the results that we're seeing with this inflation report. Unfortunately, as a result of a lot of bad policy choices that have been made, you know, you don't declare war on American energy and undercut our energy independence and think that that's going to lead to more affordable energy for people, DeSantis said as the national gas price average broke yet another high on Friday. Of course not, it's caused it to go up. You don't print trillions and trillions of dollars and think that that's somehow not going to be reflected in rising prices and rising inflation. And so it's frustrating to see that because I think it didn't need to happen. I think it was a lot of getting a lot of things wrong up in D.C. He explained, making it clear, however, that his administration in Florida is prepared to weather the storm, as they have remained fiscally responsible. We've got a big surplus, you know, we have low taxes. Doing great, he said, listing some of Florida's priorities, including Everglades conservation, teacher compensation increases, and infrastructure. So we're hitting the things that are right. You know, our approach has been very solid and it seems like the last year and a half. Our doing what we're doing, and everybody who's working throughout the country. Not just Florida, you know, their lives have been made more difficult by some of these big-time policy errors in Washington, D.C., he said, calling the report brutal. So it was a brutal report today. You know, it's one thing to have to deal with this for a little bit if it was going to start going down. But that is not what that report said today, and that just is an indication that there's gonna be some rough sledding ahead, he explained. We're prepared to deal with it from a budget perspective in Florida because we've made good choices. And we've got massive surplus and we're gonna be able to meet our needs and all the services and things people depend on. That's gonna be good. But man, if you just would have done a little different over the last year and a half, you know, we would not be looking at the level of inflation that we are right now, the governor added. Watch. DeSantis's remarks follow the latest dire economic report, as prices rose 8.6% in May, a 41-year high. This comes months after inflation hit a four-decade high in March, reaching 8.557%. It then dipped to 8.3% in April, only to rise to 8.6% the following month. As Breitbart News reported, economists expected inflation to dip slightly lower in May, to 8.2%. Excluding food and energy, prices were up 6% compared with a year ago, more than the 5.9% anticipated. On the month, prices rose 0.6%, matching last month's gain and beating the expectation for a slowdown to 0.5%. Overall, inflation has now remained over 5% for a solid year.